For years, the chemical company Monsanto has fought back against lawsuits claiming the weed killer Roundup can cause cancer. But documents made public by a federal judge could change everything. Here's Mireya Villarreal.
Okay, good.
Yolanda Mendoza makes the most of time spent with her children after battling stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma for more than a year.
I have nerve damage. I don't feel that my tips of my fingers, my jaw, I still can't feel it.
Mendoza blames glyphosate, the main chemical ingredient in the weed killer Roundup, which she used on her lawn every weekend.
I had a backpack that held 2 gallons of water. I would strap it on and I would walk around spraying.
Mendoza is one of hundreds of people around the country suing Monsanto, Roundup's parent company. Their lawyers cite this 2015 World Health Organization study that says glyphosate is probably carcinogenic and damages DNA in human cells.
The data that they look at, they cherry pick it.
Last summer, we spoke with Dr. Donna Farmer, a Monsanto scientist.
There is no data indicating that we should change any recommendations on how this product should be used. Glyphosate, the data is clear, doesn't cause cancer.
But now the data is in question. Newly released court documents in a federal lawsuit suggest Monsanto planned to ghostwrite a positive report on glyphosate and get experts to back it up. A scientist wrote in an email, "We would be keeping the cost down by us doing the writing, and they would just edit and sign their names." Court documents also reveal conversations between Monsanto executives and an EPA director about a federal glyphosate review. "I doubt EPA and Jess can kill this," the Monsanto executive wrote, "but it's good to know that they are going to actually make the effort." In a statement, Monsanto says these allegations are false. Monsanto scientists did not ghostwrite the paper, reiterating no regulatory body in the world considers glyphosate to be a carcinogen. But Anthony, here in California, this label could soon change and include a warning about cancer after another federal court ruling.
Mireya, thanks.